wisdom. In a moment, another word will be coming this morning. The scriptures in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 1 says, "The preparation of the heart is in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." I know there are questions already being answered in the first word, but in this second word coming again, the answer of the tongue is coming from the Lord to you. In a moment, you will rise up on your feet this morning and say, "Lord, let the answers come." As your servant comes to minister in this second word, let the answers to the questions in the areas of my life that are concerned to me come. Rise on your feet this morning and begin to speak to the Lord. Let the answer of the tongue, the wisdom answer to the challenges, to the situations around my life, let it come from your word. Let the answer come. My heart is prepared this morning. Father, send me your word. Lift your voice and pray. Father, send me your word. My heart is prepared. Let the wisdom solution, let the wisdom answer from your word come to me this morning. Lift your voice and pray the prayer. Send your word to me this morning. I am set. My heart is prepared. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Bring in the second word this morning. It is my privilege to welcome Pastor Yakubu Kezi as he comes forward to the altar. Give Jesus a big hand of praise.
Hallelujah. Someone was been blessed by that first word that came this morning. Put those hands together for Jesus and give him a shout of praise. That was a blessing. Shiloh 2024. An ever-winning wisdom. Put those glorious hands together for Jesus. And you may please be comfortably seated in the presence of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. I want to most sincerely appreciate God's servant, our Father in the Lord, my Father, our Father, for the privilege that you have given unto us and unto me to learn from you over the years and to be trained by you, both by precept and by practice. Our Father in the faith is not just one who talks the talk, but he has been walking the walk all these years and has made it very easy for me to follow his footsteps. The light, sir, that you have shown unto us, I came in contact with God's servant in 1985 as a teenager in Kaduna then. As a teenager, I was just of my first year in university at that time when I came in contact with God's servant. And I've been following ever since. Now I'm a pastor for the past 30 years. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. The light you have shown unto me, sir, and unto us, is responsible for where we are today, both as individual and as a commission. Sir, I am most grateful for this privilege in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I'm trusting God that someone here shall be blessed by this word in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm privileged today to take this second word, which is titled, "There is a deposit of divine wisdom in every believer." There is a deposit of divine wisdom in every believer. Now, this implies that there is no believer that is disadvantaged in any way. It implies that we as believers will all have a level playing field by redemption. So where I am and where you are today is not a function of someone being gifted or having something extra that you don't have as by redemption or by God giving you something. But we all have the same gift. We all have the same deposit. In fact, we all have a common destiny in Christ. So every believer has the deposit of divine wisdom in him or her. Our Father told us, and of course we've had in the teaching a while ago, that we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of wisdom in us. The Bible says so in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 16. We have the mind of Christ. And Christ is the wisdom of God. So we have the mind of wisdom in us. But you see, the failure to recognize this gift that God has given unto us and to value it and to develop, like we've been told, and engage it is the reason or that is responsible for our failures in life. Failure to recognize it and develop and engage it is reason for our failures in life. Someone here, your eyes shall be open to recognize what God has given you in the name of Jesus Christ. And the grace to develop and engage it shall be released accordingly in the name of Jesus Christ. So the question this morning is, what do you have in your house? And that question came about from the book of 2 Kings chapter 4. Verse 1 to verse 10. It's a long read, but we don't have time to read through everything. But that story is of a widow. The widow of a prophet who died a debtor. He died a debtor. He was owing by the time he died. And left liability for his wife and children. No one here shall end his journey a debtor in the name of Jesus Christ. You won't end your journey leaving liabilities for your children and your wife in the name of Jesus Christ. So, but this prophet, for one reason or the other, we don't know what happened to him, but he ended up a debtor. And now they came to carry the children as collateral to pay for the debt that was owed. And she went to the prophet. She cried to him and said to him, "Alas, please help." And the prophet asked her, that's Elisha, asked the woman, said, "What do you have in your house? What do you have in your house?" And she said, "There is nothing." She said unto him, "Thy handmaid had not anything in the house save a pot of oil." She don't have anything. That is, she despised what she had. And what she had was actually the answer to her challenge. So the question now is, what do you have in your house? Is it nothing? No, sir. The good news is that the answer to every bugging issue of your life today is within your house. No matter that issue that's confronting you right now. When we talk about your house, we mean you as a person. The scripture says you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 9. The scripture tells us that we are God's building. We are God's temple. Praise God. So because you are God's temple and you have this deposit on your inside, this oil that God has put there, the oil of wisdom, this oil will make your life an exclamation mark and not a question mark in the name of Jesus Christ. There is oil in your house. There is oil of wisdom deposited in you by God, waiting for your discovery and waiting for you to develop and engage it. When you do, people around you will be exclaiming, "Wow, wow, see this lady, wow, see this man, see what God is doing in his life or her life." Nobody will question where you're coming from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Nobody will say, "Look at this man. Look at this lady. She's just a winner by sticker. Winner by sticker or by badge, but not by product, not by results." Nobody will question the God you serve from today in the name of Jesus Christ. So wherever you enter, people say, "Look at what God is doing. Wow." We celebrate the hand of God in your life. People will come to worship the God you serve by reason of his wisdom at work in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. We're saying, in other words, this morning, we're saying that every challenge of your life has a wisdom answer. Every challenge of your life has a wisdom answer resident in you. Praise God. God spoke to Moses, for example. "What is this thing in your hand? What is in your hand?" And that's the question God is asking someone here this morning also. What is in your hand? Is this a rod? No, it's more than a rod. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. I said, praise the name of Jesus Christ. That thing in your life is not just ordinary. I'm talking to somebody right now. What God has placed in your hand is not just ordinary. Is it just a rod? It's more than a rod. Praise God. God said to him in Exodus 4, from verse 1 to 17, a long read also, from verse 1 to 17, but that there you see the exchange between God and Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses, Moses spoke unto God, and he said, they won't believe me. Exodus 4, verse 1. They won't believe me when I go and tell them that you appeared unto me. And the Lord said unto Moses in verse 2, he said, what is that in your hand? And Moses answered, it's just a rod. It's just an ordinary rod. What is in this thing? It's just a shepherd's rod. That was the rod he has been using all these years. Because shepherds in the Middle East, they always have rods in their hands. Praise God. So he had a rod because he was a shepherd in Midian for his father-in-law. It's not a shepherd's rod. What is in this thing? And God said to him, you don't know what is in this thing? I will show you what is. Cast the rod down. And he cast it down, and that rod became a serpent. Moses fled. He said, pick it up again. And he picked it up. Praise God. And God said to him in verse 8, that it shall come to pass if they won't believe you. He said, if they won't believe the voice of the first word or the first sign, he said, look, they will believe you when they see this rod at work in your life. In fact, he said to him in verse 17 of Exodus 4, verse 17, he said, take this rod, this one that was just an ordinary shepherd's stick, now take this rod in your hand, wherewith you shall do signs. Praise God. And with that rod, Moses subdued Egypt. With the rod of God in your hand today, you will subdue all your enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. All the challenges that confront you shall bow before you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And in 2 Corinthians 10, the Bible tells us concerning this rod. He said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Did you see that? The rod God has given us is not a carnal rod. He said, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of satanic demonic strongholds. He said, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now, the point is that what God has given you is mighty. It may look ordinary in the eyes of men. Are you hearing me right now? But it is a weapon that God has given you to pull down all the forces of darkness that may stand against you. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. I know that for someone here, beginning from today, you shall dominate wherever you are found in the name of Jesus Christ. By the rod that God has placed in your hand. The rod of his wisdom. The rod of what? His wisdom. Praise God. Goliath spoke to David. Said, am I a dog? Am I a dog that you are coming against me with a stick? That's in 1 Samuel 17 verse 43. In 1 Samuel 17, 43, am I a dog? You are coming to against me with a stick? Of course, you know that David answered him accordingly. He said, you are less than a dog. I will bring down your head today. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Now, don't allow anyone to despise the weapon in your hand. Goliath looked down on what David had. He had a staff. He had a sling. What is that? Am I a dog? You think I am a non-entity for you to just come with a stick? I come full of armor. I'm full from head to toe, kitted for war. Are you a shepherd boy? Listen to me. The truth about the matter is that thing that looks like a giant before you, by the rod of God in your hand, by the wisdom of God at work in your life, it shall come crashing down before you in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't allow it to scare you. No. What you have in you is greater than what's available in the hand of the enemy. If you believe it, Lord, shout it loud. Amen. Don't allow anyone to despise the weapon in your hand. That is your guarantee for victory. That's your guarantee for what? For victory. Any day, anytime, anywhere. God's wisdom and God's rod in your hand will always work wonders in the name of Jesus Christ. It has no respect for geographical location. It has no respect for gender. It has no respect for race. Wherever this rod is put to work, wherever this wisdom is put to work, it will always culminate in mighty works. It will culminate in signs and wonders and miracles. That is what I see happening to someone here in the name of Jesus Christ. But you see, it's one thing for someone to despise what you have. It's a different thing for you to despise it yourself. Because you may look down on what you have. Friends, do not look down on what God has put on your inside. The answer is within you. To those issues bugging you right now. Those things that look like mountains before you. They can be leveled with the wisdom of God at work in your life. Praise the mighty name of Jesus Christ. A believer may look like an ordinary person, but he carries an extraordinary treasure within him. That's the truth. You carry an extraordinary treasure within you. Okay, look at it. Look at what the scripture says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, for example. 1 John 4:4. The Bible tells us something very interesting. 1 John 4, verse 4. It says, you are of God, little children. That's where you come from. You have your source, your origin from God. You are of God, little children. And, I love this one. And may overcome them. Is that what your Bible says? Okay, and you probably will overcome them. What does scripture say concerning me and you? And have overcome them. Have. It's already settled and sealed and delivered. You have overcome them. What are them? Satanic forces, demonic forces, barriers, challenges. You have overcome poverty. You have overcome sickness and diseases. You have overcome witches and wizards. All of the witches and wizards in your village, you have overcome them. If it's you I'm talking about, let your amen be the loudest. You have overcome barrenness. You have overcome sickness and disease. You have overcome HIV/AIDS. You have overcome unemployment. You have overcome them. Why? Because this is the reason. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have the greater one in you. You have the treasure of God in you. You have the deposit of God in you. You have the wisdom of God in you. You have the spirit of wisdom in you. And he's greater. It puts you above every other principality and power and force, whatever it is that the world has got to offer. It puts you above them. From today, I see you reign over those issues confronting you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So we understand from scriptures that we are, that the wisdom, or that wisdom is one of our sevenfold inheritance in Christ. Wisdom is one of our sevenfold inheritance in Christ. Now the scripture speaking in the book of Revelation 5 verse 12, Bible tells us, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. You see that? Wisdom is part of our seven dimensional inheritance in Christ. Praise God. And the Bible speaking about Jesus tells us in Matthew 11 verse 19, scripture says that wisdom, the B part of it, the last phrase of Matthew 11:19 says, but wisdom is justified of our children. Wisdom is justified of our, wisdom gives birth to wise children. God's servant told us yesterday that we have the wisdom of God, an inestimable treasure in us. And because we are children of the only wise God, we cannot be dummies. Praise God. The only wise God gives birth to only wise, gives birth to wise children. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. So God's wisdom is deposited in you. Please know it and believe it and engage it. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. It is your inheritance in Christ. It's in you. And Jesus, being the wisdom of God, is the head of the body. We, the church, we are the body. He is the head. Praise God. And the head cannot be wise and then the body be foolish. Whatever flows from the head flows down to the body. Whatever is the DNA of the head is the DNA of the body. The head doesn't have a separate DNA from the body. So if Jesus is the only, is the wisdom of God, now that wisdom is made available to me and you. We have the mind of Christ. Praise the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And from today, that wisdom shall find practical expression in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. And the person that is resident in us, the Holy Spirit of God, is also referred to in scriptures as the Spirit of Wisdom. The Spirit of God in you that you and I receive by redemption, and we received it when we're baptized the Holy Spirit. That spirit in you is the spirit of wisdom. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. John chapter 14, Jesus speaking about the Holy Ghost, he said in verse 16 to 18, calls him the spirit of truth, the comforter. John 14, 16 to 18. I'll pray the Father give another comforter that may abide with even the spirit of truth, that he would be in you and with you. So you can see what is in you, or who is in you, is what? The Holy Spirit. And he's called the spirit of wisdom. In Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 to 2. Isaiah 11, 1 to 2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the spirit of wisdom. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. I say, praise the name of Jesus Christ. So essentially, when you go through Isaiah 11, verse 1 to 2, spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, all of those seven dimensional spirits of God can be categorized into the power and the wisdom of God. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. So those sevenfold dimensions of the Holy Spirit also is both power and wisdom. It's principally wisdom. 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 Praise the name of Jesus Christ. I said, praise the name of Jesus Christ. Five out of seven talks about wisdom. Glory to God. So he's principally in you and me, the spirit of wisdom. So you have the spirit of wisdom in you. Help me announce your neighbor. You have the spirit of wisdom in you to cause you to dominate wherever you are found. But you see, even though you have the deposit of wisdom in you, it must be stirred up into manifestation. It must what? Be stirred up into what? Manifestation. God's servant has used this illustration very, very apt. You can have sugar inside your tea, but if you don't stir up the sugar, if you don't stir up the tea rather, with a spoon, with a rod, that tea will still be sugarless tea, because the sugar is at the bottom and you have a tasteless tea on top. So when you sip it, you'll be sipping tasteless tea, but there is sugar inside. Until you stir it up, then the sugar will circulate around the cup, and then you'll be drinking a sweet tea. You have that deposit of divine wisdom in you. We have it in us, but until it is stirred up, it doesn't find expression in our lives. That does not mean that you don't have something in you. You have a treasure in you, but that treasure must be stirred up into manifestation. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, God's servant quoted that yesterday to us. 2 Timothy 1 and in verse 6, Paul said, look, I have placed my hand on you, Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1. I have placed my hand on you, Timothy. He said, but I say to you, have the responsibility, amen, to stir up the gift of God which is in you. There is something in you that God has placed. Stir it up. And verse 7 gives us an idea of that gift, that deposit. Gives an idea of what it is. Verse 7, I say, for God has not given us. You see, giving talks about a gift. God has not given us. God has not given us. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. And what? Of love. And what? A sound mind. Sound mind. Sound mind. But he said, stir up. Stir it up. You have the sound mind in you, but if you don't sound it or stir it up, you still end up with sugarless tea. Your life shall not be tasteless from today in the name of Jesus Christ. I say your life shall not be tasteless from today in the name of Jesus Christ. By the stirring up of the wisdom of God in you, your life shall assume color in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever they have mocked you before, they will celebrate you in the name of Jesus, because they'll be able to see the wisdom of God at work in your life. Praise the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So, this deposit of inestimable value that we have in us, the wisdom of God, can be stirred up through the following ways. How do we stir up this wisdom? How do we stir up this wisdom that is in us into manifestation? How do we do it? Praise God. Well, number one, through prayer and fasting. Through what? Prayer and fasting. Praise God. Like we heard earlier, in the earlier teaching, prayer is communing with God. Praise the name of Jesus. You commune with God in order to activate that mind of wisdom that is in you. The only wise God. You must commune, interact with the only wise God. Amen? In order for that wisdom deposit in you to find expression in your life. The way out of whatever challenge you're going through is available, sir. It's available with God. The wisdom of God has the answer to that issue. Like that widow of Zarephath, the widow of 2 Kings chapter 4, she said, what do I have? And the prophet said, that same oil, go sell it. Go pour it out into vessels, borrow vessels, pour into it. And when you are done with it, go sell it and then pay your debts and live on the rest. She became comfortable. She lived a comfortable and enviable life. After she stared that thing that was in her house, she engaged it, and that thing changed her story. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Same applies to me and you. We must stir up that mind. How? Prayer. Engaging with God, communing with God. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. That's how we activate the mind of Christ in us. We charge it up by prayer. We charge it up how? By prayer. That community will charge up what is in you into manifestation. Glory to God. Likewise, just the way we charge up our cell phones. If you don't charge it, it will run out of charge. And if it runs out of charge, it becomes non-functional. In fact, if you are using a phone that is almost dying, the signal begins to fluctuate. Am I communicating right now? Signal fluctuate. You're not able to communicate. Neither can the person speak to you or you receive signals. Why? Because the battery is down. And if it goes flat, you can't communicate whatsoever. So you must charge it in order for it to become effective. Likewise, that wisdom deposited in you must be charged up. How? Prayer. Engage in prayers. Praise the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Engage in praying in the Spirit. Glory to God. We pray in the Holy Ghost to build up and charge up the Spirit man on our inside. Jude 1 and verse 20 says, beloved, build up yourself, your muscle, praying in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Not only pray in the Holy Ghost, but you also ask, inquire. Ask for the wisdom in prayer. Ask for the wisdom in prayer. Go before the Lord and inquire from Him. Lord, what do I do? Lord, where do I go? Why is this thing not working? Praise the name of Jesus Christ. And of course, we can engage that with fasting. James chapter 1 verse 5. James 1 5 tells us that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally, and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. It shall, not may, it shall be given. But that is if you take the responsibility to ask. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. And God's servant, our fathers, told us, only those who ask questions are entitled to answers. If we don't ask for the wisdom way out in prayer, we don't get it. And you may remain in that same challenge and thinking that that is your lot in life, whereas that's not your lot. God never made you to suffer. No, sir. Praise the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Ask. Praise God. And of course, engage also in fasting. Fasting enhances the sensitivity of our spirit to receive from God. Fasting enhances sensitivity of our spirit man to receive from God. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. I said, praise the name of Jesus Christ. So when you and I fast, our spirit man is more sensitive to receive signals from the spirit of wisdom that is in us. The wisdom of God comes up from our inside to our mind, now showing us the way out. Our father in the faith has shared with us severally, when the church in Kaduna was not growing, he was not asking the Lord, Lord. He went to prayer and fasting. 3 days of prayer and fasting to find out, why is this church not growing? Why? Prayer of inquiry coupled with fasting. And he said, on the third day, God said to him, rise up. Follow me. And he walked down and he said, turn around and turn. And God opened his eyes to see a layer of thick darkness on the church. He said, that is the force misrepresenting what I, Jesus, is doing in this church. This force of darkness. And God left him to challenge it. And challenge it, you foul spirit of darkness, clear off. And that thing rolled up like a mat. And then God now further instructed him what to do to ensure that the church grows. And from that day till date, this church has been experiencing exponential growth from that day till date. Likewise, from today, your life shall never be stagnated anymore in the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 58 and verse 8 tells us that when you fast correctly, Isaiah 58 verse 8 tells us that when we fast correctly, then shall our light break forth as the morning, and our head shall spring forth speedily. Our light breaks forth when we engage ourselves in a fast. Praise the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So when you see our Father operating in wisdom, it is not by chance. It's not by what? Severally, when we are with him. Thanksgiving. Praying the Holy Ghost is constant with our Father in the faith. When you are with him, all of a sudden, thank you, Jesus. Stirring up the deposit of wisdom on his inside. Glory to God. Come and say glory to God. Fasting. Constant. Permit me, sir, to share a personal testimony that I had with you. Praise God. In 2005, September, when I came over to take over my assignment as chaplain of Covenant University, now we took breakfast with God's servant. I was with him taking breakfast. And he said to me, he said, my son, I said, sir, this is the first time I'm eating breakfast like this year. September 2005. That thing shook me. I said, wow. He said, this is the first time taking breakfast. So he has been fasting from the beginning of the year. So when wisdom is flowing, it's not by chance. Engage in prayer and fasting for the way out. Praise God. Number two, where to stir up the mind to flow in wisdom is by searching of scriptures. By searching scriptures. We have heard earlier that the scriptures is God's wisdom imprint. The Bible is God's wisdom imprint. Jesus said in Luke 11:49, Jesus said that so says the wisdom of God. Referring to the scriptures as what? The wisdom of God. So says the wisdom of God. So there is no situation, there is no challenge that confronts me and you today that does not have a wisdom answer in the book. It is contained in the word. But until we search them out, we never discover them. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. The treasure is here also in the word. But as we search it, as we go on a hunt for the word, as we go to a hunt for the word, then we find the treasure of God's wisdom contained in his word. Praise the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He says, the Bible tells us, for example, that a wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Now, you increase our learning as we search through scriptures. As we search the word and begin to learn from God, we begin to find answers to the bugging issues of our life. Praise the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Same apply to Daniel in Daniel 9:2. He said, I understood. Amen. From books. I understood by books the number of years that whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet. So he was studying Jeremiah, who was a prophet before him. He was studying and found out that, hey, I have found out that we are supposed to be there for 70 years. 70 years, but now we are extended beyond 70 years. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. And he began to pray and began to fast and began. By so doing, wisdom came from heaven. Angel came and appeared and gave him wisdom as to what was happening and what was going to happen. I know for someone here, as you engage in searching of scriptures, the wisdom you need to bail you out of that challenge shall be delivered into your hand in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you are the one I'm talking about, let your amen be the loudest. Proverbs 2 verse 1 to 7 also tells us, shows us also that wisdom must be searched out in order to find it. Wisdom. Say yea, verse 2. If thou criest after knowledge, Proverbs 2 verse 3. If thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, cometh what? Knowledge and understanding. He laid up sound wisdom for the righteous. Wisdom to solve the issue of your life. The issue concerning your marriage. The issue concerning your business. The issue concerning your career. That wisdom to bail you out of that challenge. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. It is available in the world. take the responsibility to search it out. Number three way we stir up that wisdom into manifestation is to meditate on the word. Meditate on the word of God for the way forward. Meditate on the word for the way forward. Meditate on the word for the way forward. Praise God. When you read, you get informed. But meditations draw inspiration from God's word for you. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. We read to get informed, or we read to get information, but we meditate to draw inspiration. We draw inspiration as we meditate on the word. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. As we brood over scriptures, as you sit down and brood over scriptures for the way out of that issue, for the way out of that challenge. Praise the name of Jesus. As you do that, God begins to inspire your mind to show you the way out. Praise the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As I praise the name of Jesus Christ. So, as we are told earlier, we meditate on the answer, not on the problems. Meditate on God's word for a way out. Apply your mind to the scriptures, your heart and your mind to, Lord, what is the way out? What is the way out of the challenge? As you are meditating on God's word, then the Spirit of God begins to give you inspiration as to the way out of that issue. Glory to God. God servant shelter severally when his last daughter was challenged. She was pining away, and he sat down and said, Lord, there must be a way out. There must be a way out. There must be a way out. And light broke forth from scriptures. Light broke forth. And God gave him four powerful scriptures, light from there. And then when those scriptures were spoken over his last daughter, everything turned. Wisdom spoke and everything turned. Whatever has been challenging you, I see them bow before you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. As you engage in meditation, the answer will come forth in the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, we also can stir up our mind to wisdom, or the mind of Christ to manifest wisdom, through observation of ongoings around us with scriptural views. Through observation of ongoings around us with scriptural views. That is, as you stay to observe, as you observe the happenings around you with the eyes of scriptures, or through the eyes of scriptures. Observation also will teach you wisdom. Proverbs 24, the Bible tells us in verse 30 to verse 34, actually beginning from verse 27, it says, prepare thy work without, make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thy house. Praise God. So walk before you build. But then verse 30 of Proverbs 24, verse 30, the scripture says, I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Say, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little fold of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that is traveled, and thy want as an armed man. So if you don't want to end up as a pauper, you don't want to end up as a failure, he said, be not slothful. So you take wisdom by looking at how some people how they're conducting their lives in the light of scripture. And you take inspiration, take wisdom from those steps or from those examples that you're seeing around you. Glory to God. Come and say glory to God. Come and say glory to God. By hanging around God's servant, you see that... You see discipline at work. You see diligence at work. Now, these are the things that we keep looking at. So that wherever you find us, you find that the same things are happening in our lives also. Why? The wisdom that we are drawing from the life of God. I'm just observing the way he's doing things. You can't hang around him like you're told in the first teaching and be a dummy. That's the truth. But as you are observing how he's taking steps, how he treats his wife, we're also treating our the same way and we're getting the same result. Now, from today, you shall not fail anymore in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your eyes be open to see how things are happening in the life of others from the viewpoint of scriptures, and you obtain wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ. And number five way we stir up our minds unto wisdom is through interaction with the wise. Through interaction with the wise. And like I told in the first teaching, that he that walks the wise man shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So we stir up the wisdom of God in us by interacting with men of wisdom, men of proven wisdom, like our father in the faith, and other men of wisdom around. And as we interact with them, interact with their books, interact with their materials, both read live and online, the wisdom that they carry begins to rub off on you. By interacting with the wise, you rub your mind with the minds of the wise. When they speak wisdom into your life. So that's one way that we can stir up God's wisdom to find expression in our lives, by interacting with men of proven wisdom. Praise the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I said, praise the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in Psalm 1 verse 1, the blessed is that man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor in the seat of sinners, stand in the way of the unrighteous. Said, this man, he meditates day and night in the law of the Lord. Verse 2. Praise God. His delight is in the law, and he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water. Praise the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As you hang around the wise and engage yourself with the wise, not with fools, you shall manifest for the wisdom of God that is deposited in you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That which is in you shall cause you to shine in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beginning from today, wherever you are found, everything that's not working shall begin to work for you in the name of Jesus Christ. If that is you, I'm talking about, jump on your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise. You shall not fail anymore in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, you shall not fail anymore in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever has broken down your life shall begin to work for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead and ask the Lord, baptize me with your spirit of wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We give you the glory and praise, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Put those hands together for Jesus and comfortably take your seats.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.